Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I think it all starts with Alberto Riveron being an incredibly terrible leader of men.
Illegal use of hands, hands to the face, defense.
But again, that is a terrible call. Crucial situations that the refs have blown the call.
Oh no, no, no!
Dale Arnold.
Proved over to Marshawn. To Pastrnak, it's a four-goal game.
Yeah, baby.
Rich Keefe.
Pickles are cucumbers.
Oh, they?
Dale and Keith, middays.
Boom shakalaka!
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. So the NBA has kind of been embroiled in a bit of a controversy. It all stems from a single tweet from Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey. Didn't seem particularly incendiary at the time. Since deleted, but lives forever by way of screen grab.
Yeah, it was just a pro-democracy. Like they were doing, and it was something that there was no real opinion necessarily in there, right? It was just sort of supporting the rally or whatever they were going to do. And that's all it was. And I think he even took it from somebody else because there was like a logo involved in it, right? It wasn't like Daryl Morey went on this Twitter tirade and was just blasting China and going on over everything. Right? It seemed pretty simple, pretty straightforward, and something that, oh, I don't know, everybody would agree with. And then that just turned everything upside down as relates to the NBA and China.
So Morey put out this tweet, deleted it quickly, but live forever, because China, the country and the government, kind of went nuts about the whole thing. They immediately started withdrawing sponsorship deals from the Houston Rockets, and this all coincided with the arrival of teams in China to play a couple of preseason games. The Lakers and Nets were going into China early last week.
Yeah.
Now,
oh, by the way, just to clarify, just so people may have missed it, fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong. And then there was like a little logo. That's literally
which sort of looked like a soccer ball to me.
Yeah, it kind of did. But apparently it was an image, a quick little slogan. And that was it. Like, again, it wasn't even, he didn't go overboard. He wasn't trying to make all these claims and just, you know, rip China. It was a very simple fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong.
So on October 9th, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver met with both the LA Lakers and the Brooklyn Nets in China and met with them about the whole thing. Shams Charania for The Athletic has the whole inside scoop of all these meetings and what went on. Said that, according to Charania, Silver was said to be extremely thoughtful and transparent with Lakers and Nets players, coaches, and executives present, discussed that he believed players should face the media and support the league's openness toward freedom of expression, wanting to open the room up for discussion and an open-minded approach toward the situation. After he met with them, the players from the two teams held a players-only meeting.
Yikes.
38 players only. Well, just the Lakers and the Nets in the room.
Be careful.
LeBron supposedly was a guy talking a lot at the meeting.
Good. Well, he seems to be pretty well-versed on all this.
He spoke up in front of everyone in the room, stated, this is Charania now, that he believed that Silver and the NBA needed to explain and articulate the situation first before the players would have to. He expressed concern that without the league being able to speak to media to address all of the questions and dynamics about China in the NBA, it was unfair for solely players to bear that responsibility. I actually agree with him on that.
You mean the players shouldn't be the ones
Silver has to be the guy. Now, Adam Silver was prohibited from talking to the media China.
Right.
As it turned out, the players were prohibited as well. So we haven't really heard much. There was no media availability for either team.
Right.
The Chinese government shut it all down.
Yeah, it's been here and there. Steve Kerr has spoke out a couple of times. You know, one time prompted the president to make fun of him, and then Kerr kind of responded to that. We heard James Harden, like, right away issue an apology and say that we love China. And then, it's been pretty few and far between because across the league, teams, PR people have been interfering with it, too. Even, like, the teams that are still in the United States, they were jumping in front of it. Remember, there was that really bad scene with Harden and Westbrook.
And that was in Japan, actually.
That actually was in Japan, right. But and CNN was on the scene trying to ask him about it, and they got she got her microphone taken away. None of the guys answered, and they just... The whole league
and the NBA apologized for how that was handled.
Yeah.
So yesterday, LeBron spoke finally. This will clear everything up
for
you.
This is good. This is the guy because he is, without question, the face of the league. He had been the best player for a long time. I don't think he is anymore, but he's still a very good player, and he's the most famous.
Still going to be able to make the argument he's going to be the best whoever lived when he's all said
and
done.
There's a chance, and all of that stuff that's going on. And he is willing to talk about other things in basketball, right? Because Dale, as we know, he doesn't just shut up and dribble. He doesn't do that, which I think is good. So this is the guy you want to hear from.
I think when we talk about the political side, I think it's a very delicate situation, very sensitive situation. And for me personally, I think if any of you guys know me or always cover me, you guys know when I speak about something, I speak about something I'm very knowledgeable about, something that hits home for me, something I'm very passionate about. And I felt like with this particular situation, it was something not only was I, not informed enough about, I just felt like it was something that not only myself and my teammates or our organization had enough information to even talk about it at that point in time, and we still feel the same way.
So you go back to that players-only meeting in China, where he was basically saying it shouldn't be up to the players here. And again, I agree with him.
Yeah, but
this has to be done at more of an executive level because...
But then he steps in it coming up.
Well, then he does.
Like, that is just sort of... That's sort of the start. You're like, okay.
All right.
Now,
already
you're like, you're clearly looking the other way. I mean, we all know it all comes down to money. There's a lot of money tied up with the NBA in China, Nike in China, the whole thing. You're making a ton of money. The whole salary cap is higher because of the relationship with China. So that's all that's going on. So you're just going to look the other way as it relates to you getting that kind of money. So that's one thing. And he's trying to dress it up like he doesn't know a whole lot about it. That's what he's saying. And whatever, that's fine. You don't need to know about every issue in the world, I suppose. But then he keeps going.
So then he was asked about, and again, everything was precipitated by the Daryl Morey tweet.
Correct.
The single tweet, which could potentially cost millions, if not billions of dollars in the long run. So LeBron was asked if the NBA should consider punishing Daryl Morey.
I think that's another situation that should stay behind closed doors. We are to see what happens with any one of our players or with an owner or with a GM at a later date. I think when we all sit back and learn from the situation that happened, understand that what you could tweet or could say, and we all talk about this freedom of speech. Yes, we all do have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you're only thinking about yourself. So I don't believe, I don't want to get into a word or sentence feud with Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke. And so many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. So just be careful what we tweet and we say and what we do, even though, yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative that comes with that, too.
Show me the money.
Wait. Wait, it gets better.
My God.
There's a follow-up question, because then that brings up.
Okay.
So Daryl was misinformed?
That's just my belief. I don't know. That's my belief. That's all I can say. I believe he was either misinformed or not really educated on the situation. And if he was, then so be it. But I have no idea, but that's just my belief. Because just when you say things or do things, if you're doing it, and you know the people that can be affected by it, and the families and the individuals and everyone that can be affected by it, sometimes things can be changed as well. And also sometimes social media is not always the proper way to go about things as well. But that's just my belief.
Oh, my God. And now, Dale, as somebody who has known that LeBron is a fraud for a very long time, a moment like yesterday is pretty refreshing or rewarding for me, because now everybody else has to admit that he is one of the biggest frauds in the world. Is there a bigger fraud than LeBron James?
I do find it ironic that you hate LeBron with the white-hot intensity of a thousand suns, but you love Antonio Brown.
Love Antonio Brown. LeBron
There's
James,
a certain dichotomy there.
Who's the bigger fraud?
Oh, I think they're both frauds.
What's fraudulent about Brown? Let's not distract from it. What's fraudulent about him?
You mean the fact that he contracts with people to do stuff and then doesn't pay them?
Yeah.
That's sort of a fraud.
He's sort of a dirtbag. He's more of a dirtbag. LeBron thinks he's this great guy. LeBron's the one that has this show, The Shop, where they break it down. They talk about all kinds of social issues on The Shop. I'm looking forward to the next episode where he breaks down all of the positives of communism. I'm looking forward to that. Hey, LeBron, I'll take some of your money. Give me some of your money. You got a lot of money.
Show me the money. Why don't you share that? You got to yell that stuff.
Show me the money.
I mean, that's all it is. That's what it comes down to, is it's just about money. That's clear. But the way he went about it is just such a joke. I don't know how anybody in the world can respect LeBron James. Or, I take it back, anybody in the United States can respect LeBron James. If you're in China, you probably respect the hell out of LeBron. Like, yeah, Daryl Morey, you didn't know anything about it. You didn't know what Hong Kong was doing. Yeah, support China. And then he even knows. He goes, yeah, we have freedom of speech, but if it's going to cost me some money, you should shut up about it. And everybody was quick to point this out on Twitter yesterday, and they're all right. The nobody should tell LeBron James or any basketball player to shut up and dribble. I was not a fan of that.
He just told Daryl Morey to do that.
Yeah, but China...
He just told Daryl Morey, shut up and dribble.
He did tell Daryl Morey that, but on the flip side, essentially, China told LeBron that, and he said, okay. Because it's China, and there's so many millions of dollars over here. And, hey, it's not in my backyard, so I don't really know what's going on over there. I don't really care as long as the check's clear, I don't care what's going on. What a fraud. If I was in the United States and I had some sort of sponsorship deal with LeBron, I would jump ship from that. He doesn't believe in freedom of speech. He doesn't believe in democracy. Get rid of this. I would not want to be associated with LeBron James.
So he obviously caught more than a little crap.
He should have.
In the aftermath.
How could you defend that?
Oh, no, I'm not
right?
trying
I'm not saying
to.
You yeah, are. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, what would even be the other side?
Well,
it's a money grab, but you can't just spit in everything that America stands for. And that's what he did yesterday.
So he took to Twitter to clear things up.
Thank God.
He said, and there were two tweets back to back, one at 10:35 last night, one at 10:36 last night.
Okay.
The first one said, and I quote, "Let me clear up the confusion."
Yeah, because I'm a little confused.
"I do not believe there was any consideration for the consequences and ramifications of the tweet. I'm not discussing the substance. Others can talk about that."
Well, you don't want to talk about the substance? I feel like the substance is pretty significant.
No. Millions and millions of people being oppressed by a dictatorial government is not his
and
concern.
And by the way, if he really felt that way, Dale, if he really felt that Daryl Morey didn't understand what the fallout was going to be, wouldn't he made that much more clear? He didn't think Daryl Morey was educated on what subject? Hong Kong trying to be pro-democracy, I think? That's what he said, because that's all he tweeted. And he was like, anytime you go freedom of speech, but... Like, that's a tough thing. You're kind of stepping in. He's like, you got to be careful on Twitter. You got to be careful on Twitter. It's just because... You could lose money on this deal. You very easily could lose a lot of money on this deal.
Lots will.
And so, you know, what's your moral stance? Let that be damned, I guess. And again, the NBA has been, I think, done a nice job. If their players want to speak up on social issues, they should be allowed to. They have a big platform. If they're educated on it and if they want to speak about it, I think that's great. You shouldn't just muffle these guys. But then to be so outspoken here... And then to just be getting so much money with what's going on over there. And not only are you being quiet about what's happening over there, which, again, I can kind of understand because it's not your neighbors. It's not your country. I kind of get that part. But then to rip Daryl Morey for one tweet about fight for freedom? Like, if we're not fighting for freedom, what are we fighting for? What's the point of any of it?
So then at 10:36, he followed it up with the second tweet, which will clear everything up for you.
Well, I'm going to need another one to clear it up.
"My team and this league just went through a difficult week. I think people need to understand what a tweet or statement can do to others. And I believe nobody stopped and considered what would happen. Could have waited a week to send it."
So now he's okay. So now he's okay for him to support Hong Kong, but just not while there are any players in China. Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah.
Oh, he really cleared that up. Thank you very much, LeBron. The biggest fraud going. What an absolute joke. Listen, everybody wants money. Everybody wants more money. But these guys did really back themselves in a corner. If they're going to be so outspoken on on all kinds of topics that have nothing to do with basketball and everyday life. That's great. But then you look so dumb. You look so hypocritical when you get pushed in this corner and the league's going to lose money to China. So is he pro-communism? I kind of feel like he might be. We don't know. He hasn't said anything. He's not going to say a word bad about him because he's getting money there.
Well, he's pro the dollars here that are coming from right. that communist
because
country.
When those guys all rip the White House here, and again, I don't have a problem with that, but there's no, they're not losing any money by doing that. So they feel like they could stand up there and say, oh, there's all these issues here. Like, I'm not saying there's not issues here because there are, but what's going on in China? I mean, LeBron, it doesn't take too much to look into it, especially if you have that much money pouring in. You should probably be a little bit more educated on it than a lot of other people in the world.
So according to Sham Sharania, Kyle Kuzma was ready to announce a new sponsorship deal while in China. But those plans got scrapped once the team arrived in Shanghai because of all the controversy.
Well, sorry, Kyle.
Yeah, sorry, Kyle. You don't get to have your money there. There was also, and I found this interesting, they were supposed to play a G League game. And
I think there's going to be a bunch of G League games.
Maybe not so much anymore. No. So they were going to play a G League game. They had made arrangements. The Rio Grande Valley Vipers and the Texas Legends, 24 players had committed to playing in a Chinese G League exhibition, 12 players from each team. Each of these players were going to train in their respective G League city. They were going to play in China for a week. They were going to get $4,000 each plus per diem, which is a lot of money when you're a G League player. Well, all of that disappeared. China responded, said, nope, none of that. So, you know, all these guys lost the money. Now, how much LeBron's going to lose in this whole thing is another matter.
Yeah. I mean, between Nike and just the league in general and, you know, the next time they figure out, all right, this is how much the league makes based on everything, and then this is what the salary cap is. That's gonna change things.
So
I just wonder if you're go ahead.
Well, they then talked about how much lower the salary cap could go,
right?
And how much money players could lose in shortfall money. A high-ranking team official told Sharania, "quote It could be anywhere from a few million off the salary cap or more. It's all up in the air." That's what LeBron and these guys are worried about.
I know, but then they try to mask it so it isn't just strictly, I only care about dollars and cents, which a lot of people do. But then to spin it as though Daryl Morey was misinformed. So what do you think? What kind of information do you think Daryl Morey had? And I'm also curious, what kind of information do you have on what's going on over there?
Well, he says he doesn't speak on anything unless he's educated about it.
So I would
unless
also,
he's well-informed.
No, and then he followed that up 10 seconds later by sounding like an absolute horse's ass. So I just wonder, for LeBron or for any other player, if they see the response that China has had to one simple six-word tweet, and they're all of a sudden going to end their relationship with the NBA because of that, what does that just tell you? Without even looking up what the politics are over there or what all the people are going through on a day-to-day basis, without even looking that up, what does that tell you? That one tweet from a general manager of a basketball team, which all it said was fight for freedom and to support Hong Kong, and now they're going to say, we're done. We're ending our relationship with the NBA. What does that tell you? And LeBron saying, well, listen, shouldn't have sent that tweet. You know, I understand there's freedom of speech, but I guess I don't understand freedom of speech because if it costs me money, then you should just shut up. That's what he's saying. He's like,
well,
shut up.
Well, what he's basically saying is, if you agree with what I agree with, talk away.
Yeah.
However.
Yeah, and that's the worst. If you disagree
with what I believe in,
yeah,
you need to shut your mouth.
Brutal. I mean, just a bad, bad day. I mean, I watched that video because it got tweeted out yesterday. I watched like three or four times. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was like shtick, or I thought it was like edited. I was like, is this
Saturday
like,
Night Live?
Yeah, I'm like, is this
skit?
Real? Is LeBron James really saying this? Because again, it starts out being kind of taking the Steve Kerr route, which is kind of a rat's way out of, you know, well, I don't really know what's going on, even though I feel like Steve Kerr does know what's going on. LeBron maybe doesn't know what's going on, and he's just turning a blind eye to it because he's cashing these huge checks, thanks in large part to China and both the NBA and in Nike. But then when you start to turn to Daryl Morey and say that he shouldn't have done this, he was misinformed, like, what a clown. LeBron James, he's been a fraud for years, but this just sort of shines a little bit more light on it.
According to Sharania, several front office ownership sources told him They believe Adam Silver will be able to regain a foothold in the NBA-China relationship.
I don't even want it. I'll say see you later.
But they fear irreparable losses for the Rockets in the indefinite future. That the Rockets thing ain't happening. It said the NBA and Rockets have supported Morey's freedom of expression and both decided not to discipline him. So that's where LeBron comes in.
Yeah, LeBron.
They may not be disciplining you, but I got a thing or two to say.
And like, all right, let's. And then LeBron's like, well, he should have waited a week to tweet it. Well, what if he did? You don't think this would still be going on? Now, I know that the teams themselves wouldn't be in there.
I guess he was in fear for his life while he was in China, maybe.
Okay. So Daryl Morey tweets something, and then they were going to what? They were going to kill LeBron because of it?
I'm going to guess.
I'm
going to guess they probably, and by the way, I know that LeBron.
And
you
if you were in fear for your life, what does that also tell you about it? I understand the millions of dollars and that's the answer, but does the NBA really need to be in business with China? I mean, again, the millions of dollars, there's over a billion people there. I get it. It's a huge market. It's the biggest country in the world. You want to be involved in it money-wise, but at what cost?
I know that LeBron doesn't think that, you know.
They stop right there.
That he doesn't think that Daryl Morey is very well educated or informed about this. I don't know. Call me stupid here. I'm going to go with the guy who graduated from Northwestern and the MIT Sloan School of Management.
You like him a little bit more than the guy that went to
the
same
guy who,
St. Mary?
Who co-founded the MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference.
Yep.
I'm going to suggest that, I don't know, call me crazy here.
Yeah.
He's got an ability to read up on stuff.
Right. Call me crazy for the guy who is in favor of freedom. Stop right there. Like, I don't care where he went to school. The guy's pro-freedom. I'm in. Find somebody in the United States that isn't pro-freedom. Like, my God. It's like, yeah, I'm pro-freedom and all, but how much money am I to be not pro-freedom? Or at least to be quiet about it? How much money for me to support communism? Just let me know what the dollar amount is, and then I can pick which side I'm on. Like, give me a break.
Yeah, in a quick game of Scrabble, my money's on Daryl Morey over LeBron James.
Probably.
You know, just a thought.
What a brutal, because this was supposed to be a different NBA season in the sense that the Golden State Warriors have been broken up. You know, LeBron's on, he's got a new guy with Anthony Davis there with the Lakers. There's so many great duos around the league. It seems more wide open than ever. There was a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement, so many star players changing teams in the offseason. And I think eventually it'll get back to just that. But in the early going, it's all about how stupid the coaches and players sound and this whole thing going back and forth with China.
617-779-7937 will allow you to talk about LeBron as opposed to the guy who graduated from Northwestern in the MIT Sloan School of Management.
Yeah, I don't want to hear him. He's miseducated.
Please, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But we've got Kiefer Madness.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up.
Get connected with Rich Keefe on Twitter at Keefe21. Now back to more of Dale and Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now? Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah.
Right.
Screw you.
Yeah,
exactly. We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
I think she wears a wig. I'm not really sure, but she has black hair, large black eyes, a very pale face. The body looks quite human.
Pizza special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza. It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that we eat?
Say something to him, Farrell! Unbelievable!
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Here we go. It's a Tuesday, noon 30. That means it's time for Kiefer Madness. And Dale?
Yes.
I know this affected you greatly, but on Sunday afternoon, Fortnite disappeared.
I heard about this.
It was the biggest story in the world. Fortnite just up and vanished. It's very near and dear to Krishan's heart.
Were you in the middle of a game when it happened to you?
I actually wasn't. Believe it or not, I'm not a big Fortnite guy. Part of it is because I'm terrible at the game.
Well,
but
that's
part of
reason.
It is it's just not for me. Our guy Shime loves it, but it just disappeared.
Shime, were you playing at the time?
I was not. I was actually driving home when I heard the event was going on. I literally had to pull over into a liquor store parking lot so that I could pull it up on Twitch and see what the heck was going on.
That's a true story. So what happened was there were in-between seasons, and one season ended, and everybody assumed the next season was going to begin for Fortnite, which is the game that David Price and the Red Sox play. I mean, every team plays it. It's a wildly popular game, whether you play for PC, Xbox, PlayStation, whatever. And it's the most popular game to stream and to watch people play on Twitch or whatever else. And then all of a sudden, the game like went into a black hole and it was gone.
I mean, literally into a black hole.
Into a black hole. You couldn't play it. And as you can imagine, a lot of kids out there, a lot of high school kids.
I'm sure they handled it maturely.
Junior high kids, they handled it very well because it was gone. And Dale, let's be honest, a lot of these kids out there
don't have anything else going on in their lives.
Not only that, they have a real addiction to the game. They are addicted to Fortnite. I asked Shime how long he could go without playing. He didn't even want to think about it.
Yeah, we discussed this yesterday. I am.
You're addicted.
Addicted.
It's a problem. We got to get you like a patch, like a Fortnite patch.
Fortnite patch.
I've been struggling.
Wait till you see where you have to apply that, baby.
Yeah.
40 hours I had to go without this game, and I
40
longer
hours.
Because I came here instead of playing this morning. And,
that's right.
You know,
so
struggling.
I'm surprised you're not going
to. You came to work. Wow.
Sneak out early.
Shaking over here. I'll be
so Dale, here are some of the kids that on Sunday afternoon found out that Fortnite was no longer. They could not play their favorite game, and they reacted like this.
Fortnite's done. Fortnite's really done.
Oh no! Help! Help!
No! No way!
No! Fortnite's dead! Oh no!
Yep. There's one. There's one example.
I'm even going to suggest that wasn't faked, which it sort of sounds like it was.
It wasn't. No, that's what it sounds like. That's actually when you do play Fortnite and you jump into like the chat. That's kind of what it sounds like anyway.
Normally,
a lot of really high pitched voices. What's the average age of the kid playing Fortnite? You think
11?
Sean? Yeah, you're going to hear a lot of 11-year-olds. I feel like during this. Here we go. Here's another one. Bro?
Bro?
Tosses a bro in there at the
in
end?
In the process, he was punching his TV.
He was punching the TV.
Oh, no.
Come on, bro.
That kid threw a dinner plate at his TV.
It's not going to get the it's not going to get the game back any sooner. It's not going to get the game back. Here we go.
Why is this game not working? I hate this game.
It's rage. It's rage.
All right, all right.
Yep. A lot of slamming going on.
He sounds like he's like 4.
He's young.
Maybe something will happen, like... Have to be patient.
Ooh, these kids don't have patience, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Did you say they talked about ending the game, though?
Yeah.
Like, do you think this is the end?
What do you think? The freaking event name was called The End.
The End?
This kid's crying.
Are you mad?
Yes.
Come back.
He's crying.
Fortnite. Come back.
This is mom kind of egging him on
a
little bit.
Mom is not helping.
No, I think she's egging him on just a little bit. But these kids, they had a really tough time because this is all they do all day long, and now it was taken from them. It's never really happened before because this is also.
So I heard about it, and I was trying to figure out
what the deal was.
What were they going for here? Just to torque off 3 million 11-year-olds.
So they did accomplish that. I think the other thing was it got a lot of buzz again. I think it got a ton of buzz because the game is live now. It was only gone, Sunday afternoon, Shime, until 5 a.m. this morning?
So Sunday, 2 p.m. until 5 a.m. this morning. And I read like a long thread from a marketing guy in another company that said this is basically just a giant marketing ploy.
It is, because everybody's talking about it.
Because it's such a popular game that now
so
you're
why
ripping
do they
it
need
away.
This?
But I did.
Because they wanted to re-increase the population.
Yeah,
a lot of people had stopped playing.
And I think
so
it kind of
ripping
dipped
it away.
Right, it dipped a little bit.
It was
bit.
Trending on Twitter for 12 hours.
During an NFL Sunday.
During Sunday Night Football, this was still trending.
Yeah, pretty
and so
crazy.
It became so popular and people were so curious that they were going to have to try it when it came back.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to work for them. Because that's the other thing about this game, Dale. It's a free game. It's just within the game, you can buy a lot of different things. But so that's why so many people have it, because you just download it for nothing. And then once you're playing, you're like, oh, well, I need this, I need that. And then you start paying for it.
My
so,
first question when the game went out was, do I get a reimbursement for all the skins I paid for?
Right, exactly. Because people, you can't just take away a game that somebody bought, right? Like, I don't think you could do that. Like, you couldn't just say, like, oh, Madden's gone.
Like, in some games, they shut down the online servers because they just grow old.
But, right, but you could still always play Madden.
Exactly.
Like, Fortnite is only online, so they can just yank it from you. Let's see how this kid reacted.
You're showing all the games again! No more Fortnite!
Oh, my God! Oh,
yes! Oh, yes! 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 Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Oh, no. They literally ruined the map.
It's out of the game.
One kid's, like, cheering it on.
God.
He's like, yes!
He's, like, trolling.
Yes! Yes! Like, no, kid, we're losing the game. How about this guy?
Is this the end?
Yes.
Every time you turn on Fortnite.
Did they end Fortnite?
I think
I'm
they did.
Oh, I'm going to the moon, Simon.
You're going to a different dimension. No, I'm
I like the sweet beat in the back of this one.
Look at him. Look at him. I checked all the Fortnite gamers. Let me see. Come
on. Look at him. Look at him right now.
Oh, no.
I think I remember why I stopped playing Fortnite.
So based on what I'm hearing.
All these kids.
Based on what I'm hearing. Fortnite consists of Chris Scheim, David Price, and a bunch of seven-year-olds.
Yeah, I think you're
Gordon Hayward too.
Nailed it on the head.
Gordon
right
Hayward
there.
As well. Yep, you're on it.
So how?
Yeah, go ahead.
So how proud are you if you beat some seven-year-old at this game?
They're good at it, Scheim. Yeah. They don't do anything else.
There's actually a lot of people that are professionals too. So and they introduced skill-based matchmaking now too. So I'm only playing against people at my own level.
It's a high level
matchmaking.
Yeah, matchmaking.
Well.
That's just crying. Tears.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's not good. Or if anybody took anything away from you, would you sound like that?
I'd probably yell more in a rage.
Actually.
Your craft beers?
The mics were rolling. Yeah, I'd be upset.
I might get it.
I'd be pretty upset. I think I could go a day. Well, I don't even want to think about it.
Please.
The mics were rolling, though, when Chris Scheim found out.
Oh,
about
we knew.
It. You want to hear what happened when Chris Scheim found out about the Fortnite disappearing?
What is this? No! Absolutely not! Give it back!
Sort of a demand, a cry for help, if you will.
That was about White Claw.
Fortnite and White Claw could push him right off the edge.
Yeah, the two together. So there you go, Dale. Fortnite. Unfortunately, we don't have David Price. I'm curious what his response was. Did he tweet about it at all?
I didn't see it, but I'll take a double look.
Because he couldn't have been thrilled, especially it's the off season for
him.
He's
been kind of quiet, hasn't he?
Yeah. He's just counting his money, probably. He's counting it. Looking
Kyle Van Noy tweeted about it, though.
Yeah, Van Noy. Well, yeah, he was pissed, right?
Yeah, he was tweeting at all the big streamers saying, hey, guys, give me back Fortnite.
Van Noy. The boogeyman. The boogeyman play Fortnite.
And he could probably hurt you, unlike the seven-year-olds who are crying here to their moms.
No, they're all having a sad.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Back to your responses to the noted statesman, LeBron.
LeBron
James.
Let's hear about it. Defend LeBron. I dare you.
What is this? No, absolutely not. Give it back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
I was, you know, as I look at it, and I'm going to generalize here. I know that makes me uninformed, so I shouldn't comment on
this. Yeah, maybe just stay low.
But I'm going to generalize here and suggest that somebody who graduated from Northwestern and then the MIT Sloan School of Management is probably reasonably well-educated. Maybe arguably one of the more educated executives in the NBA.
Well, I don't even think you need to go that far, Dale. I think if somebody is pro-freedom, I'm probably going to be on their side.
Probably going to go right there with them. Yeah,
I mean, call me crazy, but if somebody just tweets out "fight for freedom," probably on board there. Yeah, I don't need to find out also that he was very highly educated on top of it.
But the thing that, of course, cracks me up here is that LeBron James' beef with Daryl Morey is that he was uninformed.
Right.
He didn't have the benefit of the knowledge that LeBron could have been dropping on him.
Right.
You know, if he'd only given him a chance, LeBron could have straightened him out on some stuff.
Oh, my God. It's just unbelievable. Like, we know that money is important to you. It's important to everybody. But I guess, to what end? I'm telling you, that when he sits down for his next episode of The Shop, where he has, you know, get a whole bunch of NBA players, get James Harden on there, and you guys can talk about, you know, the benefits of communism. That's what you can do in the next episode.
Back to the calls, 617-779-7937. David's in Dedham. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, David?
Question for you. Where the hell were the reporters? Where were the follow-up questions like, what are you talking about, LeBron? If you don't know what you're talking about, how can you say
Daryl Morey? Well, no, the last cut we played for you was a follow-up question.
Now, I didn't hear that one.
Well,
sorry.
No, we cut the questions out. We just brought you the answers, but the follow-up question was, you know, so you're saying that Daryl Morey was misinformed, and that was a follow-up.
Yeah, there were we just cut him out, but there were questions in there. But he almost just let him sink himself. That's what I would do.
Here's my next question. Yeah. Somebody should ask, you know, Mr. Genius from St. Mary's or wherever the hell he went to school. Hey, LeBron, how many sneakers are worth how many Uyghurs or Muslims' lives getting shot in the head and their bodies disemboweled for body parts? How much is it worth it? When does it get to a point where
he might have a number
gone over the line?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm serious. I'm being totally serious.
I'm with you. I'm with you, David. I don't know. And that's why the NBA, which they keep fighting for this. And again, it's the dollar. You want the dollar. You're a business. You're trying to make the most money. But at what cost? And now you can't even have your GMs in the league tweet out "fight for freedom." You can't even do that, and you're gonna have you might lose all these millions of dollars. Is that still worth it to you? Do you have to have a partnership with China? Do you really?
Now, ironically, at the time Daryl Morey tweeted it out, I remember I said to you the next day, you know, he's in trouble for something everyone in the NBA would agree with.
Right.
I may have been wrong about that.
Yeah, you're definitely wrong. Turns out, you know, his best player, James Harden, doesn't feel that way. One of the best players in the league, LeBron James, doesn't feel that way. They're like, yeah, tweet whatever you want as long as it doesn't cost me money.
So basically, LeBron James, James Harden, they can't be bought, but they can be rented.
I don't know. It feels like China may have bought them. They could be bought from, you know, in a country that they don't live in, maybe. Maybe that, right, because they don't see that stuff every day, so it might as well not exist.
Tony's on the cell phone. Hey, Tony.
Good afternoon, fellas.
How you doing?
So my question if I was a reporter, which I'm not, the hypocrisy is evident everywhere. But somebody should ask these folks from the NBA, would you do work with apartheid South Africa? Because communist China, not only being a communist country where people are oppressed by using tanks and guns and whatever other method they can to oppress, is also one of the most ethnically divided countries in the world. The people of power of a certain ethnicity, Oriental ethnicity, obviously, and the people who are the quote-unquote oppressed or never allowed to be in any form of power or government are of different ethnicities. So if we were to simply say, it's not racism, ethnicism, I guess. I don't know if that's a proper adjective or not. But,
no, but
that
that's
is
okay.
What you,
what
you have in China. And not just the communist part of it. You could be a great country, but if you are dividing people based on race or
I
got you.
Yeah, we're good here. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. And I think it was sort of a, hey, let's not really, for many years, it was sort of a, hey, let's not really bring up what's going on over there. Let's sort of, we're going to do our thing. We're going to play a couple of games over there. We're going to take all their money. Nike's going to make all their shoes and stuff over there. But we're not really going to talk about it. We're not going to really worry about it until somebody associated with the NBA, happened to be a general manager this time, tweeted something that pissed off an entire country. It pissed off everybody.
At least the entire government.
Right, those in charge of, you know, making sure the NBA has the deal or not. And then they decided to take it away because of one tweet. So now you might not have NBA players or NBA games over there. I mean, I was trying to think of, you know, what a comparison would be over here. And it's to a much lesser degree because soccer in this country is not as popular as basketball is in China. But you know how sometimes you get the best teams in the world come over here and play friendlies, right? Like you'll get the Manchester Uniteds or the FC Barcelonas or those teams coming over here. And that would be like the equivalent of somebody who is in charge of player personnel for Real Madrid saying something like, you know, something not even anti-American, but just like pro one of, you know, a country that is fighting with America. And then for the U.S. to say, that's it. You're never coming over here again. We don't want to see you. We're ending our relationship with you.
As one of our Twitter followers pointed out, it is kind of ironic when you think about the fact that in the NBA, they don't want to call team owners owners because that has a negative connotation.
Right.
But we can't call them owners,
but in China,
we'll defend the whole Chinese thing.
Yeah, that is rough. And it just seems like you would think... I almost gave James Harden a little bit of a pass because I think he just was reacting immediately and he got caught up in the money and it was like right after, it was like the immediate aftermath of it. And that's when he said, we're sorry, we love China. I think he was just trying to like keep it all on board. And if you want to criticize him, fine. But I just think he was definitely not aware of what was going on and then just had a knee-jerk reaction and was trying to make sure everything was okay. Didn't want to see, you know, all these deals go up in smoke and these big contracts go up in smoke. But think about it. LeBron has had over a week to come up with that response.
Just the plane ride alone should have given him a lot of time.
Daryl Morey tweeted this on October 4th. The big fallout was a few days later. Today is October 15th. LeBron said this yesterday. So he has had over a week to come up with some sort of response, and all he does is kind of bury Daryl Morey. Say we have, there's freedom of speech, but I don't know. And we got to be careful of what it could do. And I love how he even threw in there, you know, not just financially. It's like, well, no, for you, it is only financially is that you're worried about. And then his apology, or not his apology, his clarification didn't accomplish that.
Worse. Yeah, well,
he's, yikes. Big, as Chris Schein would say, big yikes on LeBron James.
Because it's fairly clear that he was getting the same criticism in the immediate aftermath of his comments that we're making here, which is, are you kidding me?
Oh, everybody. I mean, it was great.
It was great to see it. Let me just clarify here.
Yeah, like, okay. And then I'm going to need a clarification from the clarification.
I'm not criticizing him for the content. Really? It sort of sounded like you were.
He's like, I'm not going to comment on the substance. It's like, you are. Like, now I'm more worried about, like, what do you think of... Freedom of speech, that kind of thing. Are you anti that?
I'm good.
Democracy, you hate it?
So Rob Gronkowski was in the building earlier today. The place went nuts. I mean, it was a madhouse in here.
Doors have been broken. They did bring food, though, so I'm actually kind of a happy camper.
There was a lot of that here.
I've been stuffing my face.
He wasn't eating any of it.
No.
He looks like he could have a sandwich or two,
he
and it might
mix
not
in
hurt.
A burger.
So there was hilarity ensued, but there was some information interspersed as well, including... the possibility of Rob Gronkowski returning to the Patriots. We'll let you hear directly from Rob Gronkowski about that possibility when we come back in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.